It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So over the next hour, if you hear some racket coming from the next room, that would be my boss. I don't know he likes sports, and I don't think he does usually, but World Cup seems to be one of his favorites. So he's watching the World Cup game in the next office over there, and just a moment ago, something really unusual happened. Somebody scored a goal. Yeah, so not a World Cup fan. I get that everybody else is. I'm not. I think he's watching Croatia play England. And all I know is that a lot of the English team is made up of members of the Manchester team, a team that's known for tearing down the stadium they're playing in if they lose. So 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Along those lines, we've brought a lot of European, English, Scott tourists into the United States. And we're seeing videos all over about how much they're enjoying the United States. Huh. I thought we were hated by the world, but I'll get into that coming up. The election, I know you want to talk about it. I think my picks were about 50%. Which is not good, but I don't throw out my picks because I don't pick people because I think they're going to win. I pick people because I think they're the best candidate. Whether the rest of the state agrees with me is another matter, but I'm going to go through the winners, the losers, and those who are facing a runoff. We've already had one person drop out. I've had enough, calling it quits. One thing we did learn, with all clarity, you cannot come into this state from California armed with a bunch of money from dark sources and try to buy social policies in Oklahoma. We don't let you do that. So sorry. So we'll get into that as well, and your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, freedom969.com, the website, lmatthews@freedom969.com, my direct email, and you can find me on Facebook and on X Profile. Hi, you were on the air starting things off. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, it's Howard out of Watonga. Heading back to Watonga.
Hello, Howard.
So, yeah, well, at least that the minimum wage thing died. That was a good thing. But Jake Merrick, I mean, he got last place. I couldn't believe it.
I don't know if he got last place. I was counting fourth. I think he came in fourth.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sorry, fourth. Yeah, fourth. But, you know, but the Gettner, I mean, Gettner Drummond that dude's got so much. He got godlike money. He was on every ad I saw.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. So is that the deal with, I mean, I'm not a big politics guy. I'm definitely a conservative. There's no doubt about it. But mm-hmm. I kind of consider myself more of a libertarian or nonpartisan on certain issues. But when it comes to conservatism, I want the best policies for the United States, President Trump does. But Gettner Drummond and what was the other guy's name that got second? Was it Mazie?
Yeah. And those two are going to be in a runoff. Right now, I'm leaning Mazie.
Okay. But I thought Mazie was kind of a rhino, kind of a liberal, kind of a, you know. But then again, they had a lot of smearing attack ads.
A lot of smearing. Sorry. He did get the endorsement from Trump. Then there was word that, Trump was sorry that he did it, and I didn't see anything along those lines. And the day before the election, Trump rescinded all that and said, no, Mazie's my guy. So I'm going with Mazie, but that's not why. I'm going with Mazie. That is not why.
I think your analysis is correct on, was it the question 830 of the minimum wage?
Yeah.
So I think people, because of folks like you educating the public, and getting the word out there, we did the right thing and defeated that measure.
State Question 832 wasn't about just raising the minimum wage. They tried in earnest to make it sound that way, but it wasn't. It wasn't. It was about changing our system to a socialist standard where the minimum amount of money you're allowed to pay somebody as an employer will go up and up and up, and it'll be based on nothing that's going on in Oklahoma.
And by the way, and they did the studies in California, their wages have been steadily going down.
Yes.
And, you know, in a state where you can barely afford to live, they have really turned that into kind of an elitist, socialist, Democrat, socialist, almost like an enclave.
Yeah.
I mean, the middle class is pretty much disappearing. I mean, you got super poor people on the welfare state, and then you got, you know, super rich people like, you know, Gavin Newsom, who's now being investigated by the Department of Justice, who are super rich and basically use their political influence to gain.
They're going to look at how much money he was allowing to fraudulently be handed out. Because fraud that deep and that wide was not something that,
oh, I had no idea I was going
on. He allowed it to continue because he was buying votes with it. It's just like Tim Walz. Now, will they find any hard evidence? Yeah. I don't know. But there's enough of a shadow of a doubt to probably damage his presidential aspirations.
I mean, what I don't understand is why can't they apply the same? This is why people, I think, are really disgusted in the United States.
Yeah.
Politicians that get away with these types of crimes, and in this case, definitely a high crime or a misdemeanor, or I wouldn't even call it a misdemeanor. I mean, this makes what Nixon look like would like a traffic ticket.
Nixon would love to have had this kind of corruption at his fingertips. I mean, love it.
Oh my goodness. I mean seriously. I mean,
he would have loved to have a Department of Justice like Biden had. Loved it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, you betcha. No, I mean, you know, and all the liberals and the leftist Democrat, oh, you know, that was the biggest, you know, the Watergate scandal was the biggest challenging thing of their time. And
oh, it was the worst bruise on the American psyche. The worst thing to ever happen to the...
Carter did was way worse.
Clinton did, and now just about everything Biden did was far worse because Biden was actually violating constitutional rights. He was surveilling people without warrants. Oh. He was using the Department of Justice to manufacture evidence. And when I say Biden, I don't say Biden personally because I don't think the guy knew what the hell was going on, but the people under him were.
How many amendments to the Constitution did he violate? Let's see, the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment, Fourth Amendment.
Not the third. He didn't make people board soldiers, but... Fourth Amendment is illegal search and seizure. Fifth Amendment is incrimination. People's right to a speedy trial. He violated that.
They just took the Constitution and put it into a paper shredder.
Habeas corpus. He violated people's habeas corpus, which is face your accuser and face with the accusation. Yeah, he violated all that. Now, I want to go back for just a minute. Yep. To the gubernatorial race and something you mentioned earlier, you sounded perplexed that it takes a lot of money to win the governorship. Here is why. Jake Merrick was very well known in Central Oklahoma, not only because his district, when he served as a state legislator, is here. People knew of his church. People knew of his radio show. People knew of his businesses. He was not well known enough in the East nor the far West. Roger Mills County out that way. Okay.
Sure.
I don't know that he had anything in his platform that dealt with agriculture. That's where most of the ranchers and cattle people who raise cattle are in the East. Most of the large farms are in the West.
Got it.
You can't do that just running Route 66. That's what he did to get attention in those areas. He ran Route 66, and I bless him for it. I thought it was a good deal, a good stunt, but it didn't say anything to those people about who he was or would be as a governor.
Got it. Good analysis. We appreciate thank you for all the educating and stuff like that. And I think you're right about the 50-50 thing. Me too. I think about some of the things that I voted for, like they, you know, that went down in flames. Yeah, mm-hmm. they were good, but other things.
My district congressman, I was trying to unseat him because I haven't been very happy with some of the decisions he's made. It hasn't been anything that has made me go broke. It hasn't been anything that's outraged me, but it just made me go, you know, I've got an opportunity to make a change and I'm going to take it. I did. The candidate I voted for got trounced way beyond 50%, so there won't be a runoff. He'll go into the election up against the Democrat candidate, and he'll beat the Democrat candidate.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, right now I'm leaning Mazie, not because of his endorsement from Trump. I'm leaning Mazie because Drummond, to me, the only reason he became attorney general was to get the governorship, and now he wants the governorship. I don't want someone who just wants to be governor because he wants a gig. I want somebody who wants to serve the people of Oklahoma.
Yes.
That's what I want.
You want somebody, he has political aspirations. He doesn't have the people's best interest at heart.
I think he has his interest at heart, not the people's. Yes. That's the idea I get by observing his career.
Okay, just one last thing before I go to Watonga here. I'm heading through Guthrie now, but can you what do you think's going on with these midterms now? Do you think we're going to retain the House and Senate?
I know we're going to retain the House. The question will be the Senate. There are four senators that are holding up the Save America Act, and I don't know why. And I accept that there's something in the Save America Act that they're worried about. And some of those senators may be, not all of them, but some of them, at least half anyway, are up for re-election. So if Trump can keep the situation in Iran at bay, keep fuel prices low for the next 6 months, to where the Democrats can't come after him and say, see, your war is causing all kinds of problems with our economy. We will win it, we being conservatives.
Even though we're in better shape than we were under Biden.
Oh, I know, but it's the Senate that we're worried about, and the Senate is very, very, I mean, it's two seats. We need two seats in the Senate. And
so if they lose the Senate, they're gonna jam everything up, but they won't be able to impeach him.
No, they won't be able to impeach him. No, the House, they're not gonna win the House. The Democrats need too many seats to win the House, and they still have no policies. What policy has the Democrat Party come up with? What policy?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Zero. Zip,
yeah.
Zilch.
Except socialism. They're talking more socialism. They're talking further to the left. Yeah. So,
and they're in the 90s, we used to call them the tax and spend liberals.
Yeah.
You know, but nothing's changed. I mean, other than they're a bunch of commies now.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And they're willing to admit it.
I mean, where's McCarthy? I mean, I know McCarthy was a bad thing and all, but really, I mean, we got a bunch of commies, a communist type.
Well, McCarthy was right. There were communists in the government. What he was wrong about was he doctored evidence to make it look that way when he should have just gone after it.
Yeah. So. No, don't do it that way. Exactly. I'm with you. But, I mean, somebody's rolling over in their grave because this is not what the constitutional republic was supposed to look like. But, I mean, you know, I think there was balance when Trump got in there. Look at the forces that he went up against to try to right the wrongs and try to get us back on track.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the best. Keep educating the public, and we got some wins and we got some losses, and we'll keep at it.
That's right, and it isn't over yet. Thanks a lot, Howard, in Watonga. Oh, and at least one congressman who made it through the primaries into a runoff today called it quits. He's already had enough. I'll tell you who it is and why coming up. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Election's over, thank goodness. Now maybe my phone will quieten down. Oh, wait, no. If you were born in 1961, it won't, because you're getting all kinds of phone calls and emails and texts about signing up for Medicare. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. Cut through all the clutter, cut through all the confusion, and make one phone call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. The team at Well-Preserved will put Well-Preserved, you know, they probably have some preserves. So if you want to go have some toast and preserves and coffee and tea with them, they'll be happy to meet with you and put together a plan that'll work for you. 405-848-5790. Whether it's raspberry or perhaps blueberry, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group can help you out. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Give them a call.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit. Dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group. You know, we had an 80-year-old man come in the other day and decide to schedule a male enhancement procedure. We asked, why now, after all this time? He replied, I was born with a small one, and I don't want to die with a small one. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. Don't wait until you're 80. If you want to be the belle of the ball, we can help you undress to impress with our Follow-Fill penis enlargement or our Botox procedure. Feeling like a fatty? We offer male-specific weight loss with the latest GLP-1 and peptide therapies, helping you slim down and improve your confidence in your health. Ready to go to the next level in the gym or recovery or anti-aging? We have the Wolverine Shot, HGH, and a host of peptides that can change your life safely, affordably, and locally. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
The news never stops, and I'm here to cover it all for you, including the breaking news. And we got a lot to cover this week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. From the G7 summit to the fallout of the primary results to the Iran deal and so much more, I'll give you in-depth analysis, my opinion. I'll even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom right here across Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9.
They want to take race, they want to take differences, and they want to create them, turn them into problems which can never, ever be solved. Okay. So the color of your skin, you can't change it. Therefore, you can never solve this problem.
Yep.
Unbiased racism, it's unconscious. If you're not conscious of it, you can't fix it.
Lara Logan telling it like it is. Basically, she says the left is trying to create a bunch of problems that are not solvable. Why would they want to do that? They would want to do that because they want to make sure that there are indefinite problems that they have to stick around to solve. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. What'd you think of the election results last night? What about State Question 832 going down? What do you think? 405-608-4377. And Rowdy in Seminole. Hi.
Yeah, well, I'm out here. It's a hump day, and out here it seems like there's more day than it is in this hump. I'm getting ready to go in there and make my donations. I went a few days ago and went down to the voting booth and cast my donations or my ballot. It's almost like the same thing as gambling.
It
some
is.
Of my people come out ahead, and some of them was the ones that I thought come in dead last. But a state question, I voted against that. I think it would have been a hardship on all of us on fixed incomes. And I
watched it come in little by little. It never gained any ground, ever, and I was pleased by that.
Well, usually, I hate to say this, but the ones that were in favor of it were probably not going to vote anyway. You know?
Yeah.
People
yeah.
that, you know, just wanted to make more money. They didn't, you'd be surprised how many people I talked to and said, I don't even vote.
Uh-huh.
You don't have a right to gripe, you know, because it's, well, it ain't going to do any good. Well, what that basically means is the people they want in are not going to get elected.
That's it. Yeah.
And I had one guy, he was out there saying, hey, if you're independent, you can still go ahead and vote, you know, because I think the Democrats allow you to vote for independent.
They do.
You can still vote for the Democrat Party. But, I had a couple of them that I wanted to win, and they come in literally dead last. And there's runoffs that, you know, it's like picking the best of the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah.
You know, who are you going to vote for? I thought for a while there I'd have a break because they was filling up my mailboxes with all those flyers. Everybody loved me. I mean, I'm talking some of them, that Attorney General ones that was trying to go for governor, he was putting three or four things in my mailbox a day.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I understand, those cost $10,000 each to mail out. So I had a friend that worked down at the courthouse for a while there, and she was talking about how expensive those were. But, anyhow, I guess we'll wait and see what happens. All we can do is keep plugging along.
Yep. August 25th is the runoff election. So all this is gonna start again here in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, and I get so many calls from, and it says, if you want us to stop calling, you push stop. I push stop,
and it doesn't.
After
do
I'd already voted,
yeah,
I was still getting them. But like I say, it's a gamble. I'm getting ready to go here and gamble. At least I think I have a better chance of winning here in a minute.
There you go.
But anyway, I just want to
get you some drinking money for the weekend.
Yeah, well, I have to quit drinking because, you know, my name's Rowdy, and if I drink tequila, I break things. So I try not to.
Yeah.
Anyway, guns for everybody, man.
Thank you, Rowdy. Glad to have you listening along on Freedom 96.9. It is Oklahoma's talk radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Let's go over the list real quick for Governor. Gettner Drummond is going to take Mike Mazie in a runoff. They each got 26%. Lieutenant Governor T.W. Shannon, he will run against the, in the general, he will go up against the Democrat candidate. Kevin Hearn, the same thing. Attorney General John Echols will be running against the Democrat candidate in the general election. There will be a runoff for Superintendent of Education between Robert Franklin and James Taylor. I'm still pulling for James Taylor, by the way. Labor Commissioner Kevin West versus John Pfeiffer, and that's going to be a runoff. Cindy Byrd took it all as treasurer. That surprised me because she's unseating an incumbent, but she will face a Democrat in the general election. Insurance commissioner, there'll be a runoff between Bob Sullivan and Marty Quinn. Corporation commissioner, Brad Bowles pulled ahead of my candidate. I was surprised to see that, but he still has to take out the Democrat in the general. And county commissioner for Oklahoma County, it's going to be a runoff between Jessica Clayton and Alex Warren. I'm probably going with Jessica Clayton. We'll talk more about State Question 832 coming up. Freedom 96.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The U.S. Senate will consider a bipartisan bill that would limit institutional investors' ability to buy up single-family homes.
Lawmakers voted Tuesday to move ahead after months of back and forth between House and Senate Republicans. The bill aims to help lower costs of housing while increasing the supply. A full Senate vote will likely come later on this week. It would then need to be approved by the House before it could get to President Trump's desk. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The White House is disputing reports about a leaked U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding. Communications Director Stephen Chung says a draft published by several media outlets does not reflect the actual agreement. President Trump also rejected claims that the deal includes a $300 billion fund for Iran. The administration says the memorandum is intended to end current hostilities, reopen shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, and begin broader negotiations. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. One of the most damaging phrases after a car crash is this: it was just a minor accident. Low speed, no airbags, small dent. And yet weeks later, people are still dealing with neck pain, back problems, and injuries that just don't seem to go away. Insurance companies love calling these crashes minor because it minimizes injuries before they ever even look at anyone's medical records. But here's the reality. Your body doesn't care what the bumper looks like. Soft tissue injuries don't show up in photos. They show up over time. I've handled plenty of cases where vehicle damage was minimal, but the injury was very real and very long-lasting. If you're told your case wasn't worth much or that you'd be just fine, don't assume that's true. Sometimes the smallest crashes cause the biggest problems.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Emergency crews responded to a gas leak earlier this morning at Ridgecrest Elementary School in Midwest City. Firefighters were called after a roofing crew reported a strong gas odor during renovation work. Elevated gas levels were detected on the site, and Oklahoma Natural Gas shut off service while crews investigated. No injuries have been reported, and an ambulance remained on standby as a precaution. A man was found dead following a house fire Tuesday night in southwest Oklahoma City, with firefighters encountering heavy flames and smoke that initially prevented a search. Once conditions improved, crews discovered the victim's body in a rear bedroom where the fire appears to have started. Multiple authorities continue investigating the cause. Our Blood Institute has declared an emergency blood shortage, warning that supplies of O-negative blood have dropped to critically low levels. Officials say only 65 units remain across the organization's service area, which includes Oklahoma, Arkansas, and parts of Texas. OBI says hospitals currently have less than a one-day supply available. Donors of all blood types are being encouraged to give, with O-negative and B-negative especially needed. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Are you a wellhead hand or a rig floor hand ready to work closer to home? J&W Services, a wellhead manufacturer and service company, is hiring local field service technicians right here in western Oklahoma. Good pay, home most nights, and a winning team. If you got wellhead or rig floor experience, we want to talk. Apply at jnwservices.com/careers. That's jnwservices.com/careers. Or call 432-687-0515. That's 432-687-0515. J&W Services, hard work, wellheads, close to home.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store, got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmark SA425 Tractor Package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
One thing for certain was proven by yesterday's election. You cannot come into our state and spend a bunch of money from out of town to try to install your socialist policies. More details on that coming up as The Drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions this evening. Otherwise, it will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 75. Tomorrow will bring variable cloudiness with a few showers and a thunderstorm. It will be humid in the morning, becoming breezy later on with a high of 82. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy conditions in the evening, increasing clouds and a chance of showers and a heavy thunderstorm. The low will be 66. Moving on to Friday, there will be intervals of sun breaking through the clouds along with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. It'll remain humid with a high of 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
I guarantee that when Barack Obama was president or Joe Biden was pretending to be president, that you had Republicans who still said they're proud of America. It's really, really a bad thing. I wish Democrats, all of them, were proud of our country. We should be proud of our country.
And that is J.D. Vance on one of the many television shows he was on yesterday. Let's see. He was on CBS This Morning. Then he was on The View. Later in the afternoon, he was on The 5. And then he closed things out being on Greg Gutfeld's show. He's pushing his book, which I think is called Communion. But running for president as well? I think so. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the election results? Talking about State Question 832 going down in flames, which I'm happy about. And you are on the air. What is your name?
Hey, this is Juliet.
Hi, Juliet. And you are where, if anywhere?
I am in Edmond right now, and I just passed a gas station that had gas for $2.99.
Wow.
And we did a little here. Yeah.
I filled up the Matthews Mobile yesterday for unleaded without ethanol. So this is real gas, $3.99 a gallon. 2 days before it was $4.44. So it had come down that much, 45 cents in 2 days.
It's amazing.
It is. Yeah. Thank you, President Trump.
Absolutely. And wanted to also comment about JD.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him all day long, and he is just the best.
He is very good at ad-libbing. He's got Trump's, there's no fear of any question. There's no fear of any situation. He'll answer any question. He did not let the ladies of The View goad him or get him angry. He ignored how often they were trying to interrupt him. And some of the more ridiculous accusations they kept throwing out, he didn't even address, which is good because they're too ridiculous.
He's very likable. I even watched him all the way through Gutfeld, and even though they can be awkward, he wasn't. He was very natural. And, you know, they're giving him a hard time today because of a lot of things in the news about the memorandum of understanding and the misunderstandings about the memorandum. But I don't think anyone's going to remember that. I think that JD is doing well, and I can't wait to get his book.
Well, here is what they will remember. Here's what more people will remember. And this goes down, Juliet, and this kind of dovetails to a question I had earlier in the program about how I think the midterms will go. The midterms will go well if these gas prices continue to fall like they have, and manufacturing continues to increase as it has, and the stock market continues to increase like it has, because people won't remember any of that MOUSC or any of that jazz, because that's what they see. They see the gas prices like you do, and then they immediately are instilled with a feeling of, hey, we're doing pretty good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you say, and so it is.
Yeah. Well, I hope. Thank you,
Julie.
All
right, see you at the gas station.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Oklahoma voters rejected a plan to raise the state's minimum wage in the primary election. State Question 832 would increase minimum pay in Oklahoma from $7.25 to $15 an hour by 2029. In 2030, there would be automatic increases consistent with the cost of living without legislative approval. The thing is that cost of living would be based on the consumer price index of the entire United States. Now, I had people point out, well, that's how they do Social Security, and that's how they do military retirement. Yeah, Social Security and military retirement are government benefits. The minimum wage is not a government benefit. It should not be set by the federal government. It should be set by the local states based upon their gross, their consumer price index and what's going on in that state. So that's why I'm glad it went down in flames. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96. Now, I've got that argument because the argument was, well, if you vote against this, then you don't want to raise the minimum wage. No, I don't have a problem raising the minimum wage. It needs to be done the right way through the legislature or through a vote of the people. 405-608-4377. Hi, you were on the air. What's your name?
I'm Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Utah.
All right, sir. What you got for me?
Well, you have to look at the website Oklahoma Watch today.
I did
it
not.
It gives a breakdown of all the election results, and something that they have on there that's really interesting is the state question. It actually breaks down on a map the demographics of who voted where, and it's amazing.
I would love to see that. Yeah, because I'm a geek for that kind of thing. I would love to see the demographics that supported Jake Merrick and the demographics that didn't and where they live. I guarantee you he didn't get a lot of votes from the East.
Yeah, I know. I know that he actually won in Canadian County.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, for that state question, all the blue was Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Everywhere else the state was red.
Yep. You know why? Because the ranchers and the farmers hated this proposal. The ranchers and the farmers who need to hire their sons, grandsons, and nephews for 2 or 3 months out of the year did not want to have to pay them $15 an hour, nor did they want to have to pay them overtime, and this would have forced them to do that.
And especially when they work farmers' hours.
Yeah.
12 to 14 hours a day.
Yeah. I mean, in the winter, they may do nothing for weeks. But in the summer and the spring, when they're cultivating and they're bringing in a harvest, they work 70, 80 hours a week.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
And what was that again, website again? Because usually I go to the Oklahoma.gov and then break it down zip code by zip code.
It's OklahomaWatch.com.
Okay. They've probably already done it for me. That way I don't have to do it. I don't have to do it manually. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Jake. I appreciate all you do.
I thank you for listening in to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Dean Neal. Okay. D-E-A-N-N-E-A-L. Okay. Dean Neal says, hey, my name is Dean Neal, and I am from Norman. I keep trying to call your program, but all I get is an automated message saying that the number has been disconnected or changed. Man, I just want to fix the joke, and I love the show and listen every day. Dean Neal, I think what you're getting is a choked line. It's called a choked line. We get so many calls coming in, it chokes the line. And it puts a few in a queue and lets them through as the phone line frees up. It lets them through, but then the rest just gives them either a busy signal or it'll give you a, sorry, you can't call at this time, try back later. So all I can say is keep trying. 405-608-4377, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hi, this is John from Oklahoma City.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Hey, so what's your thoughts on Oklahoma District 1 and Jackson Lamer?
Let's bring that up to speed right now. We did have one member pull out. Basically, he's quitting. Jackson Lamer was running for Oklahoma's Congressional District 1, and he was going to be in a runoff with Mark Tedford. And earlier today, he announced he's dropping out of the race for the sake of his family. After prayerful consideration with my wife, Kendra, and my team over the last 24 hours, I've made the difficult decision to suspend my campaign for Congress. He had some accusations. He had written some inappropriate texts with another woman who wasn't his wife. That could have been anything. I think he is in ministry, so those texts could have been about a lot of things. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think a lot of these guys get into this thinking it's going to be one thing, and then they realize just how much work it's going to be and how much they're going to miss out because they're busy with this campaign and they're not with their family. I mean, it's not a 9-to-5 job. You're on the go all the time. And I think he just decided, nope, I'm not going to put my family through another election cycle and then have to do a third when it comes to the general election.
Certainly, yes. He's my pastor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you don't buy that text message jive either, do you?
He's a young man.
Yeah.
And I think that I don't think he was ready for the amount of scrutiny that he was going to get.
Ah, okay.
And maybe had not enough blood in his brain to run. Mm-hmm. Or enough blood in his body to run both heads at the same time. But I still stand by him. It's just kind of
It's an ego gratifying kind of job. You're in front of a lot of people. They're chanting your name. They're cheering you on. You know, if you're an extrovert like I am, I mean, it can feed that extrovert's need for attention. I'm not to the point where I want to run for office because I know what a grind it is. And I like being in my little studio by myself talking to you one-on-one, not the other way around.
Absolutely.
And that accusation came from basically a tabloid news service out of Great Britain. So that's the other reason why I didn't find it that credible. Yeah, he may have texted some things. You know, let's say one of his parishioners was going through a difficult time and needed some encouragement. And maybe he texted something, hey, all my love to you, or something like that. I mean, that's not inappropriate for a pastor to say that, I think. So,
certainly.
You know, and that could have it could have been that benign that they were trying to make it look like, oh, look at that. He's not being faithful to his wife, or blah, blah, blah. You know, I know when my dad died, if it hadn't been for our pastor, my mother wouldn't have made it. He held her together through that difficult time because she was only 32 at the time with three kids, one of whom was 2. I was 5. My sister was 6. And if it hadn't been for our local pastor, probably by today's standards, inappropriately counseling her, not physically, just there were hugs. There were a lot of private sessions where they would talk. He would come over while she was weeding the flower bed to see how she was doing, things like that. But it kept her together. Really did.
Certainly. Certainly. Yeah. I just think he's a very, very smart man. Mm-hmm. Too bad that this had run him out of the race so quickly.
Yeah. Now, as a pastor, is he pastoral like that? Does he do a lot of one-on-ones with people?
Oh, absolutely.
See,
absolutely.
Yeah,
he's a very biblical pastor as well.
Yeah. See, there are those pastors who are very good on the pulpit, and they're not very good one-on-one. There are those pastors who are excellent one-on-one and not very good on the pulpit. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, they can communicate one-on-one, but not broadly. And then there are those who are the whole package. You know, they can sing, they know the Bible, they can preach, and they can do the one-on-one. So, you know, you got to go with what you got.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly. So, and also, what's your thoughts on the governor's race coming down to Gettner and
Mazie? I'm going with Mazie. It's just I have too many questions about Gettner Drummond. Too many questions. You know, my first question is, and this has been the most recent, why are you meddling in what's going on in Iona when it's up to them whether or not they get a smelter or not? If you were attorney general and you were asked to look into it, that's another matter. But he wasn't. He inserted himself in that. He inserted himself in a lot of things that I think, wait a minute, you have no business inserting yourself in that. And so for me, his motivations for political office were not to serve the people. They were to serve himself.
Absolutely, which is true of most politicians.
It is. It is. I realize that. I mean, it is. It's human nature. You look out for yourself. Even Mother Teresa had an ulterior motive, although it may have been a pretty mild one. But even she was doing what she did for a sense of self-importance at some level. I get that. But I want someone whose first interest is going to be serving the people.
Absolutely. Our representative.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, John. And it isn't easy. It is a tough job. There are a lot of people who think, and that's where being a pastor comes in. It's really bizarre. Being a pastor and being a politician are so similar. And they end up attracting the same kind of person. They'll attract the person who really, genuinely wants to serve God and people, just like politics will genuinely attract the type of person who wants to serve the people. Then it also attracts the type of people who think, hey, this will feed my ego and my family at the same time. The extroverts, the people with narcissistic personality disorder, who think it's going to be an easy gig. All you got to do is keep everybody happy. You won't have to do a lot of manual labor. Play your politics right, and you'll really make some good money. Okay, now, the pastor who is there to serve is the one I would want. And if I were on a search committee, that's who I would elect for or invite to come be my pastor. Just like the politician who displays more of a want or need to serve the people gets my attention first. If I see that you are doing something that serves yourself, and in so doing you supersede that of the people, then that's when I have questions. I'm Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive, Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. What else did we need to get to coming up? Oh, yeah. World Cup seems to be the best boost for tourism in years. Your thoughts on that on Freedom 96.9. Celebrating 90 years of getting their kicks on Route 66, family-oriented Frontier Auto Group. And here we are with the centennial of Route 66. So that tells me that Frontier Auto Group has been on Route 66 since there's been a Route 66. And considering Route 66 started out as basically a gravel road, they probably were there before it was paved. But the reason I tell you that is that they've been around a while, and they've been serving El Reno and the Oklahoma City area for a long time as well. Why? Well, they don't have all those corporate, I call it Bravo Sierra, the corporate rules that take the emphasis away from you, the customer, ultimately the person who's coming in to buy the vehicle. And they put the emphasis elsewhere. And that's just the way corporations are. And they haven't forgotten that at Frontier Auto Group. They're still family-oriented, so much so that you got the check engine light, low tire pressure, or weak battery, or some other problem. Well, they'll check into it at no charge. They do that anyway with a regular scheduled service. So maybe they should be your next service visit. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66, Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net, 405-262-3355.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos Track Machine or the Bad Boy Mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Kojo Nation, are you ready?
Here he comes. The platinum-selling cowboy. Cody Johnson, an additional show Friday, August 7th at Paycom Center. Cody, country's heavy hitter. Here comes country's best, Cody Johnson, live 26. The hits, the new music. Cody Johnson. Special guest, Clint Black and Chase Beckham. Friday, August 7th at Paycom Center. Tickets are on sale right now. Available at Ticketmaster.com. Oklahoma City. Don't miss Cody Johnson, Live 26.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, it's Eric Erickson. I'm coming to Oklahoma City to be with you guys in Freedom 96.9. A free live event this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 405 Social on North May Avenue. Just a few days after Oklahoma's primary, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live, and we'll have a great time meeting you and answering your questions. More info available now at freedom969.com. Freedom969.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Unless you were homeschooled by a day drinker, no one's confident that Iran's going to do anything, and it's unfair to hold anyone to that standard. So if you want to go print a headline, you know, Kennedy's not confident, knock yourself out, but that's misleading.
Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, when he was asked, are you confident that the Iranian deal will hold up? And he's basically saying, nobody is. Nobody is. We're all going to wait and see. Just because we're not confident doesn't mean we think it's going to fail. 405-608-4377. And Trump said earlier today, a reporter was badgering him about it today. And he said, if it falls through, we're going to bomb again. It's that simple. Well, how do you know this is going to be enforceable? We're going to bomb again. I don't think that reporter was paying attention.
Bomb, 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 Iran.
You know, like we've already done. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Kim writes, Lee, did you know Putnam City School Arbor Grove Elementary has no parent involvement? Other school districts want parent involvement. Putnam City wanted parents out of the way. Other than parental teacher conference, graduation, and spending money at the book fair, parents are shut out. How are parents supposed to help if they aren't allowed to be involved? It makes you wonder why the district doesn't want parents around. Parents should be welcomed into their children's education, not treated like outsiders. This is part of what's wrong with the school system. Parental care about their kid parents want to care about their kids and help, but Putnam City doesn't seem interested in letting them in. They don't want them in, Kim, because they don't want them interfering with the push down that they're getting from the OEA and the NEA when it comes to some of the topics that they are teaching. They don't want to have to defend that. They don't want to have to answer why they think it's okay to have a dirty comic book in the school library. Later on in the show, I've got this story out of Colorado. A teacher was getting the students to act out skits, thinking that it would help them better understand the subject matter that she was trying to teach. But she insisted that they kiss each other, and she was always calling upon girls. Turns out she's an active member of LGBTQ, promotes LGBTQ agenda, and is trying to mask the curriculum of this. And she's teaching chemistry. So I think what she was doing was the skits were about, you know, the basic electrons intermingling and sometimes kissing. And that's another thing. Okay, you can't tell me that's not indoctrination. A member of the LGBTQ community who is an LGBTQ activist, a teacher, and is trying to mask the curriculum by forcing kids to experiment with homosexuality. That is indoctrination. Thank you, Kim. 405-608-4377. And if I were a parent with a kid that went to Grove Elementary in Putnam City, I would be voicing my outrage. And if they don't listen to me, I would then be voting with my feet by taking my kid in either homeschooling or getting my kid into a private school. Thank you, Kim. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
KQOP, Enid,
Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. One person arrested after a vehicle ended up in a pond Tuesday evening in Oklahoma City. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Travel for the upcoming Independence Day holiday will be up this year, but only by a little.
72.2 million people will travel to mark America's 250th birthday. AAA says that will beat last year's number, but the increase is smaller than recent year-over-year gains. The number of people flying or driving over the 10-day period from June 27th to July 5th will be flat, but there will be an increase in cruising. Seattle, Orlando, and Anchorage are top domestic destinations, with Vancouver, Rome, and Dublin topping the international hotspots. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Forecasters are warning we could be heading into one of the strongest El Nino events on record.
The National Weather Service says conditions are already shaping up to be significant. UC climate scientist Daniel Swain.
Very likely chance we're going to see at least a strong to very strong, almost guaranteed. There's only a less than 10% chance now that we're going to see anything less than a strong El Nino.
El Nino typically brings heavier winter rain to the west, which raises flooding risks, and warmer coastal waters can push marine life closer to shore. Anthony Lucero, USA Radio News.
Love me, love my dog. The world of internet dating is going to the dogs, and their owners sit, stay, and listen to what Daria Albinger's dug up.
When it comes to pets, there are two kinds of humans, pet parents and dog owners. Now the former can find true love with someone who also truly loves their canines, right on their phone. There are a number of new apps, from Dig, the dog person's dating app, to Fetch a Date, to Nuzzle. They'll help you find the most convenient park or dog-friendly coffee shop for that important first meeting. And if things work out, you can check out a list of canine-approved vacation spots. All require photos of the human and the dog to prevent catfishing.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
The Justice Department.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Police are investigating a hit-and-run crash involving two juveniles in Northwest Oklahoma City, with authorities saying the juveniles crashed into another vehicle in a stoplight near Northwest 16th and North MacArthur Boulevard before running from the scene. Officers searched the area extensively for the individuals involved. No information on injuries or arrest have been released as the investigation continues. Oklahoma voters have rejected State Question 832, which would have gradually raised the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2029. The proposal also called for future increases tied to the cost of living and would have expanded minimum wage protections to additional workers. Supporters argued the measure would help working families, while opponents warned it could hurt businesses and jobs. Business groups praised the outcome, saying voters chose to preserve affordability and economic growth. One person was taken into custody after a vehicle ended up in a pond Tuesday evening in northeast Oklahoma City. Emergency crews responded to Edwards Park near Northeast 10th and Bryan, finding the vehicle partially submerged. Everyone was able to get out safely before first responders arrived, and authorities haven't said how the vehicle entered the water, but the driver was arrested. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit bewellokc.com to get started today.
I've got another example of why people want to send their kids to private school and why people choose to homeschool. Yes, it's all about school choice. I hope the two contenders in the state superintendent of education's race are aware of it. On Freedom 96.9, I've got more coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions this evening. Otherwise, it will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 75. Tomorrow will bring variable cloudiness with a few showers and a thunderstorm. It will be humid in the morning, becoming breezy later on with a high of 82. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy conditions in the evening, increasing clouds and a chance of showers and a heavy thunderstorm. The low will be 66. Moving on to Friday, there will be intervals of sun breaking through the clouds along with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. It'll remain humid with a high of 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katerine.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, invites you to the Freedom Forum with Eric Erickson. This Thursday, June 18th at 405 Social, 14,041 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City from 3 to 7 p.m. This is a free event and a chance to meet national radio host Eric Erickson. Free appetizers will be provided by 405 Social for guests of the Freedom Forum. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live and Aaron Brillbeck will be the MC. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Still looking at what happened with the primary election yesterday and going over it. Some will be going into and onto a runoff. Some don't have to, but all will be facing a Democrat challenger in the general election. So some will have two more elections, some will have one more election cycle to put up with. Gettner Drummond and Mike Mazie will be doing the runoff in August. T.W. Shannon will be running against a Democrat opponent for lieutenant governor. John Echols will be running against a Democratic challenger for attorney general. Robert Franklin and James Taylor will be facing off again in August as superintendent of education runoff, and then take on a Democrat challenger. For labor commissioner, Kevin West and John Pfeiffer will be in a runoff. Cindy Byrd walked away with the Republican nomination for treasurer. That was unusual because she's unseated an incumbent. Now, I also know that she has been in the news a hell of a lot more than that incumbent had been. So a lot of people knew the name. There was ballot familiarity there. Insurance Commissioner Bob Sullivan and Marty Quinn will face off in a runoff. Brad Bowles will run up against a Democrat contender, a Democrat challenger for Corporation Commission. And for County Commissioner, Jessica Clayton and Alex Warren will be in the upcoming runoff. So that's all going to be happening in August, August 25th. So get ready. You're going to start getting mailers in your mailbox again fairly soon. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. What did you think of the election results? State question 832 going down. I was delighted to see that it never flip-flopped. It never got to a point where, oh, it looks like it's going to pass. No, it was always, the no's were always more than the yeses all the way through the evening. I understand that Amber England, spokesperson for the Raise the Wage Oklahoma City, conceded defeat and said that regardless of what the election results show, and that means what I know is that we won regardless of what the results show because we started the conversation about what work should mean in the state of Oklahoma and that if you work hard, you should earn a decent living. That doesn't change tonight. It's not going to change tomorrow. Well, Amber England, it never has changed. If you work hard in Oklahoma, you will be rewarded for your efforts. There is nobody working in any worthwhile trade or service in Oklahoma that is being taken advantage of, that is not being paid what the market rate will allow. Most are getting paid above minimum wage. Only 1% are being paid minimum wage, and that's for minimum wage jobs. A minimum wage job is just that. It's not supposed to be a living wage. And even if it were, it's not something that should be determined by the government. It should be determined by the marketplace. Just like the cost of gasoline is determined by the marketplace. Well, that and taxes. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on that. World Cup seems to be a big boost to tourism. Your thoughts on that? Funny story in regards to that coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Ah, dear old dad. Taught you how to fish. And then got mad when you caught more fish than he did. Taught you how to go camping. And got lost. Taught you how to drive. And then got mad at you because you taught him how to speed shift. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. Dad does not want a new toy or a new memory for... Well, you know what? He does want a new toy for Father's Day. He doesn't need the typical Father's Day Bravo Sierra number one dad mug or something along those lines. H&H Shooting Sports. H&H Shooting Sports has their Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale. It's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 19th through the 21st. And you can take 15% off all in-stock used firearms all weekend long. 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s. Shop that huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. But don't wait. The deals won't last because once they sell them at H&H Shooting Sports for Dad. Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So, yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are gonna love what you see.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Got some rain headed on the way, according to Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast. Clear and breezy tonight, low 74. Clouding up tomorrow, high of 86. 30% chance of rain tomorrow afternoon. That'll increase to 80% by tomorrow night, low 64. We'll see rain throughout the evening tomorrow night into Friday. 70% chance of rain in the morning on Friday, giving way to a high of 83. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 88. It is 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Don writes, Lee, criminal defendants that enter a not guilty plea in the deadly felony case should be held to a maximum possible sentence if they are found actually guilty. Well, you know, it varies on the crime, it varies on the jurisdiction, it varies on whether it's federal or state, and so on. Margaret writes, Lee, who do I vote for? I have read about them all. I'm so tired of all the mudslinging. Makes me not want to vote for any of them. Margaret, you and a lot of other people. But it did work for Drummond, and it did work for Mazie, because they emerged as the two victors of the field that was the Republican nominees. Jacqueline writes, a $15 minimum wage would reduce restaurant employment in Oklahoma by 14.1%, roughly 12,000 jobs, for an industry already operating on a razor-thin margin. State Question 832 meant fewer staff, higher menu prices, or closed doors. I'm glad Oklahoma's restaurants have been protected, and I'm glad Oklahoma voted no in yesterday's election. Me too, Jacqueline. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I guess you saw that J.D. Vance was everywhere. He was on CBS this morning. He was on The View, later on The Five, and then the Greg Gutfeld show. He was everywhere, supposed to be talking about his new book, Communion, in which he talks about his drift from faith to his journey back to it in Catholicism. I have a hunch this was the beginning. This wasn't just to sell his book. I have a hunch this was, hey, by the way, I'm going to be running for president, too. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey. Oh, let me turn my radio down. Sorry. Yeah. Hey, it's Josh. I'm in Oklahoma City.
Hello, Josh.
And I'm on my way home from work. I only have a second, Lee. I love talking to you. I really just enjoy listening to you because of, you know.
Thank you.
Your great talking voice.
Thank you.
But really, yesterday you were talking about the actor you couldn't remember the name of who was, you know, bad-mouthing this, that, and the other, and these people, right?
Yeah.
I think you were thinking of Robert De Niro.
Yes, I was thinking of Robert De Niro. I'm sorry. You know, that's not something I should have forgotten, isn't it? He's, you know, he's only one of the better actors. Don't get me wrong. I like the work Robert De Niro does. He's a very good actor.
He
melts into his roles, and a lot of times you don't know that's who you're looking at. But I think he's one of these guys off the set is dumb as a bag of hammers. I just think he's one of these. He's good at memorizing lines and pretending to be other people, and that's fine. But I just think he's dumb as a bag of hammers off camera.
I don't know how to word it. I'm not good with words like you are, but maybe a cliche. But how come he's so good at doing what other people want him to do and following directions? And then as a person, he's not good at that. You know,
well, he's not intelligent. It doesn't take a lot of intelligence to remember lines. It doesn't take a lot of intelligence to play act. People really get mixed up in that. You can be a very good artist and not be very smart.
Easy. What I'm trying to say here is it's very easy to be a puppet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember who I was watching. It was one of these child actors that had grown up. And he was being asked why he got out of the business. And he said, because you spend 6 or 8 months away from your family pretending to be somebody else for 16 and 18 hours a day. It gets exhausting. And then you get paid a lot of money for it, so you're enticed to keep doing it. But then when you get back to your family and you realize what reality is, you're like, wait a minute, I'm getting paid to pretend I'm somebody else for long periods of time. You know, and he really put it into perspective. He was like, he decided, okay, I'm done with that part of my life. Now I'm going to be the best dad I can be. Now I'm going to be the best husband I can be without having to play act that I'm being a good husband or a good dad.
Yeah, well,
some actors and actresses can separate it. It seems like Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward were one of Hollywood's power couples, and it looked to me like they knew when to turn it on and to turn it off.
Well, even, you know, our president, Donald Trump, he's been on TV.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, whatever he did on TV here and there, and like when he did that TV show, I can't think of the name now, you should be able to know it.
Oh, the Apprentice.
Yeah, the Apprentice, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was part of acting into that.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
He was putting on a show. Yeah. But then when it's time to get to business and do the work, he does.
Yeah. But I don't think Robert De Niro is one of those actors. I don't think he knows when it's time to turn it off and when it is time to not turn it off. I kind of get that idea about Meryl Streep. I get the idea that when you're around Meryl Streep, she's always playing some character or another.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
But, hey, like I said, don't hurt very much time, Lee. I'm going to go back and listen to your radio station. Thank you for taking my call
today. Thank you, Josh. I am glad you are listening, and you can call anytime, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Remember how hated in the world we were supposed to be, at least according to the left? That seems to have changed with this World Cup. That coming up next on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. You remember when mud wrestling was a thing? What was it, the late 70s, early 80s? Yeah, women's mud wrestling. Well, that's what this past election kind of reminded me of. Women's mud wrestling. Yeah, not very entertaining. Once you've seen one, you've seen them all, and everybody ends up getting dirty in one way or another. Well, now that that is all over, now we've got the runoffs to worry about, and it's all going to start all over again. Make sure you're clean, at least clean when it comes to Medicare, and you're signed up and ready to go. If you were born in 1961, you're getting a lot of phone calls, not just from candidates, but also on email and text and on the phone itself about Medicare. Don't be confused. Don't let them confuse you. Just call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. No mudslinging here. Just good, clean information signing you up for Medicare. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Get ready. Vacation Bible School is almost here at First Baptist Church of Yukon, June 22nd through 26th, from 9 a.m. to noon. Kids who have completed pre-K through 5th grade are invited to join the fun. This year's theme is Illumination Station, shining a light on who Jesus really is. Kids will enjoy a bright week of music, games, crafts, snacks, recreation, and Bible learning as they explore what it means that Jesus is the light of the world. Register now at fbcyukon.com and save your child's spot. Don't miss Vacation Bible School, June 22nd to 26th at First Baptist Church of Yukon, 15 South 6th Street. We were made to magnify God. Come be part of the excitement.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brillbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, coming up on your Thursday morning, the primaries are over. So what now? Plus, all the news you missed while you were sleeping and your calls and comments. And we'll have your dad joke of the day. It all happens on Thursday morning on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, clear and breezy tonight, 74 the low. It's going to be clouding up tomorrow with a high of 86. Tomorrow night's low down to 64, 30% chance of rain in the afternoon. That'll be increasing to 80% by tomorrow night and raining into Friday morning, 70% chance of morning showers, giving way to a high of 83. Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 88. So a little bit cooler this weekend and maybe starting things off with a little chance of rain, which is good because we need it. It is 93 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. So the left has spent decades telling us how hated we all were in the world. Remember that? Well, our enemies are making fun of us. Our allies are making fun of us. They're just embarrassed by us. We were the bully to the world, pushing smaller nations around with our swagger, our dominance, our overconfidence. America is overpaid, overindulged, oversexed, and over here, was what was alleged to be posted outside one U.S. base in Europe. Go home, Yankee, another alleged banner. That doesn't seem to at all go with the vibe we're getting from the people who are coming to watch the World Cup. How many posts on social media have you seen of the video of that Scot seeing the New England Patriot cheerleaders for the very first time? And then when he witnessed the flyover of the F-35s, he exclaimed, "I don't know if it's going to war, but I'm after that display, I'm definitely all in." Another series of videos shows Europeans experience American staples for the first time, like Walmart and Costco. "You mean you can buy all 64 eggs at one time?" exclaimed one Brit. "No egg shortage here." One German said, "This room is a whole cooler. It is bigger than my apartment." You would think our perceptions of fine food in Europe, the Europeans would be scoffing at American fare. "Why, this mac and cheese is all for me?" asked one patron at a Texas barbecue joint. "I've never seen such a big cut of meat," marveled a French World Cup fan. And one Italian exclaimed, "This chicken fried steak is the best thing I've ever had." Another British fan's first taste of biscuits and gravy at the Cracker Barrel had him raving, "Now I get it." And it was hilarious to see one visitor being talked into dipping French fries into a chocolate shake. "My brain is telling me there's no way this works, but my mouth is telling me it is." An attractive blonde woman from Australia did a video blog where she declared her vacation to the United States had been the best of her life. "I've been to Indonesia, Fiji, Japan, all over Europe, and I must say, forget those, come to the U.S. Everything is bigger, better, and much more fun. I honestly think I was born in the wrong country." There were high compliments for the courtesy and openness and friendliness of the Americans as well. "I've never met a larger group of nicer people in the entire world," said one man, in for the big games. So, we're the bully to the world? That doesn't sound like we're the bully to the world. That doesn't sound like we're overconfident, oversexed, and full of swagger. The fans of the World Cup seem to want whatever the Americans are selling. And right now, I think it's confidence. What do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Uh-oh. The Obama Presidential Library being built in Chicago. Have you seen it? It looks like something out of the set of a Ridley Scott film. Dystopic American future. The building looks like... Anyway, some of the people who've actually worked on the construction are not happy, and I'm going to tell you why. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews on The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, I know we don't got much time before the news comes on. It's Dennis, your veteran guy in Kingfisher.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that Obama thing is a catastrophe. It's horrid.
I don't know what they're going to do with a building that big.
It's ugly, too.
Yeah. I've been to presidential libraries. They're big, but they're not usually that big.
Yeah, and as far as the U.S. goes, every country I've ever went to, I went to Korea, I went to Germany, I had interactions with the people from the U.K. when I was stationed in Germany because we were in northern Germany. They always used to come to our base because they liked what our PXs had.
Yeah.
So I think it's just the rest of the world will finally come to realize what some of the Brits already knew.
Well, the lovely wife once told me, because she spent a lot of time in Great Britain, the British food is terrible. It's probably the worst food in Europe.
Yeah, I like the food over in Germany. Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Oh, the German food was fine. The German food was fantastic. But she said they just don't get the beef that we do. So anything made with beef is usually some kind of mixture of beef and pork and God only knows what else.
Yeah, that's where I got exposed to that mad cow disease.
Yeah.
She's an art bought some of that meat from them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. One of these days I'm all to turn in, have weird feet or something.
Maybe you
all right, well, I got to let you go because you got the news coming on.
That's right. Thank you, Dennis. Glad you're listening in Kingfisher and Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, freedom969.com, and Lee Matthews with The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The Justice Department is challenging Evanston, Illinois' reparations program, arguing it unlawfully distributes benefits based on race. Supporters say it remedies documented housing discrimination. Toy Story 5 is looking to secure the biggest opening of the year at the domestic box office. The fifth installment in the classic Pixar franchise is projected to make $145 to $150 million in its debut weekend. That would be enough to pass the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which opened with nearly $132 million. Some more optimistic domestic projections have the latest Toy Story bringing in as much as $175 million this weekend. Internationally, the film is projected to make $135 million and would put its opening global total at $275 million. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. One of the most damaging phrases after a car crash is this: it was just a minor accident. Low speed, no airbags, small dent. And yet, weeks later, people are still dealing with neck pain, back problems, and injuries that just don't seem to go away. Insurance companies love calling these crashes minor because it minimizes injuries before they ever even look at anyone's medical records. But here's the reality. Your body doesn't care what the bumper looks like. Soft tissue injuries don't show up in photos. They show up over time. I've handled plenty of cases where vehicle damage was minimal, but the injury was very real and very long-lasting. If you're told your case wasn't worth much or that you'd be just fine, don't assume that's true. Sometimes the smallest crashes cause the biggest problems.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Police are investigating a hit-and-run crash involving two juveniles in northwest Oklahoma City, with authorities saying the juveniles crashed into another vehicle in a stoplight near Northwest 16th and North MacArthur Boulevard before running from the scene. Officers searched the area extensively for the individuals involved. No information on injuries or arrest have been released as the investigation continues. Oklahoma voters have rejected State Question 832, which would have gradually raised the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2029. The proposal also called for future increases tied to the cost of living and would have expanded minimum wage protections to additional workers. Supporters argued the measure would help working families, while opponents warned it could hurt businesses and jobs. Business groups praised the outcome, saying voters chose to preserve affordability and economic growth. One person was taken into custody after a vehicle ended up in a pond Tuesday evening in northeast Oklahoma City. Emergency crews responded to Edwards Park near Northeast 10th and Bryant, finding the vehicle partially submerged. Everyone was able to get out safely before first responders arrived, and authorities haven't said how the vehicle entered the water, but the driver was arrested. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
It's the Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Friday through Sunday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms all weekend long. Take 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s. Shop a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. But don't wait. These deals won't last. The Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I-40 and Meridian.
Are we or are we not giving money to Iran as part of this MOU deal? I will try to explore that as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on the drive.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions this evening. Otherwise, it will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 75. Tomorrow will bring variable cloudiness with a few showers and a thunderstorm. It will be humid in the morning, becoming breezy later on with a high of 82. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy conditions in the evening, increasing clouds and a chance of showers and a heavy thunderstorm. The low will be 66. Moving on to Friday, there will be intervals of sun breaking through the clouds along with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. It'll remain humid with a high of 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
They want to take race, they want to take differences, and they want to create them, turn them into problems which can never, ever be solved. Okay. So the color of your skin, you can't change it. Therefore, you can never solve this problem.
Yep.
Unbiased racism, it's unconscious. If you're not conscious of it, you can't fix it.
Lara Logan explaining how the left tries to come up with unsolvable problems. Why do they come up with unsolvable problems? First of all, they're usually horrible problems. That's going to scare everybody. Then they're unsolvable, which is why you're going to need them to solve these problems, or at least to try to solve these problems. And racism is a good example. And there are those who, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, who not only want it to be an unsolvable problem, they go to great lengths to make sure it still is a problem so that they will have an existence. How is that progressive, by the way? They love calling themselves progressive, but how is that progressive if you have to continue to perpetuate a problem that is solving itself just so you can have existence? And the answer is, it isn't progressive because it's all about money and it's all about power. It's not about solving problems. It's not about making things better. It's not about making the country better. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. I see the Obama Presidential Center has been billed as the lasting legacy to former President Barack Obama. Its construction was touted as an ambitious model built with aggressive goals for minority-owned and local businesses. Well, now some of the very subcontractors who helped build the 19.3-acre campus on Chicago's south side say they're facing financial ruin as they race to recover millions of dollars they claim remained unpaid ahead of the center's grand opening this coming Friday. Overall construction costs were reported to be $830 million in 2021, and they've climbed past the $1 billion mark. Investigations identified multiple construction firms claiming losses ranging from hundreds of thousands of dollars to tens of millions. The allegations cut against one of the center's defining goals, helping minority-owned businesses and local contractors grow through one of Chicago's highest-profile construction projects. Several of the complaints reviewed were supposed to benefit from that mission. Among them was Adamson Plumbing, whose owner says nearly $4 million, he's $4 million in the red after years of work on the project. Subcontractor owners said that they characterized the work as chaotic, marked by repeated design changes, reworkings, schedule disruptions, extensive oversight, and years-long compensation disputes that still remain unresolved. Several also described what they viewed as a wall of silence surrounding the project, with some declining to speak publicly and requesting anonymity because of the confidentiality agreements. Allegations emerged that the Obama Foundation's reserve fund, originally promoted as $470 million, financially safeguarded intended to help protect taxpayers if the project encountered financial trouble. It remains funded at roughly $1 million. Standing outside the center on a gloomy Friday afternoon, one of the contractors flipped through spreadsheets and financial records that he said documented millions of dollars in losses tied to the project. They also said the project stretched on for years longer than anticipated, forcing the company to absorb millions of dollars in labor and overhead costs as the work demands changed and expanded. Many reports that the losses drained the company's reserve, created uncertainty for employees, and could ultimately force layoffs. They also said the years-long effort to recover what they believe is money owed has taken a significant toll on their mental health. I imagine so. I thought he had all the answers. I thought he was the savior. He can't even build his own library or at least pay for it correctly? What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. So we have all these English, Scots, Europeans coming over for the big World Cup soccer tournament, and they're just loving it. And what I'm loving are the videos they post of American life. I had no idea that our food was so unique to them. I had no idea we serve so many larger portions than they do. And I had no idea they loved love American-made automobiles more than their own European vehicles. And that is where Frontier Motors comes in. American-made from Chevy or Jeep or Chrysler or Dodge or Ram. And they're here to talk to you in person. As Frontier Auto Group has been trusted with a franchise dealer since 1936, and that includes the finance department. They also want to help continue to support you and the community by offering to check your vehicle if you have a check engine light, a low tire pressure light, weak battery, air conditioning. There's a recall. Those are pesky. I get those all the time. And it's all at no charge. They check it all out during their regular scheduled visits anyway. And their finance department's goal is to give you the best buying experience you've ever had. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmar SA 425 tractor package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
It's a good day. I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how does ICS help businesses with their flooring needs?
We provide industrial-grade polyurea coatings for warehouses, retail shops, and offices. They're chemical-resistant, withstand heavy traffic, and keep your space looking professional. We've done everything from auto shops to restaurants with stunning results.
That sounds ideal for high traffic areas. What about minimizing business downtime? That's pretty important.
Yeah, our coatings cure in hours, so we're done in a day. Your business stays operational with minimal interruption, and the floor lasts for years.
It sounds like a smart investment. Any advice for business owners listening right now?
Give us a call, get a free estimate, and we'll tailor a solution that fits your needs and budget.
Upgrade your business with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICS Concrete Coatings. IcsConcreteCoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or go to IcsConcreteCoatings.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, clear and breezy tonight, low 74. Clouding up tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, high 86. 30% chance of rain in the afternoon, increasing to 80% chance of rain by 10, 11 o'clock. Low of 64. Friday morning, you'll wake up more rain with a 70% chance and a high of 83. Then on Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 88. It's 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and the Drive, 405-608-4377. Lance writes, Lee, good afternoon. You mentioned something on the radio the other day about the educational poll that ranks Oklahoma somewhere in the middle, around 24th. You said the poll includes income or something financial related. Do you know the name of that poll? Sorry, I was trying to hear the radio over another conversation that was happening. Lance, don't worry about it. I understand how people use my product. If you are in an office and you've got it on, you're only going to hear stuff every now and then. Boss may come in and distract you and you don't finish. You're driving and there's something that happens in front of you and it distracts your attention away from the radio. I get it. I understand all of that. That's why sometimes I will recycle content just to make sure. So let's get back to your question. Your question's a good one, and it deals with the study that has been most quoted ever since Ryan Walters took the reins of Superintendent of Education 4 years ago. Study came out about 2 years ago, and it was from Wallet Hub. Wallet Hub is a consumer affairs website, and they try to monitor consumer affairs things. They'll put out the list of the most efficient umbrella. They will put out a study on the best charities to give your money. And one of the things they did was nationwide, they compared what states were paying per pupil versus the graduation rate of that state. And Oklahoma did not rank very highly. What they did not do, because they are consumer affairs related and not education related at all, nor are they even a reputable scholarly journal of any kind. They're just a website. And all they do is comb through the data on their own website. Okay, so they did not take into account cost of living. Yes, Oklahoma might put a lot of money into per pupil spending when it comes to education. But what they did not subtract was how much less is needed in Oklahoma because our cost of living is lower. They were using the same standard as California, New York, Illinois. So if you factor in the cost of living, Oklahoma is not 50th in the nation when it comes to how much we're spending versus how much we are getting out of education. We're somewhere around 24th, 25th, right in the middle, which is where I would expect us to be. No, it's not super, but it's not as dire as they and everybody in the NEA and the OEA were trying to make it out to be. Oh my goodness, we're 50th in the nation, and Ryan Walters is at fault because he's spending more time worried about unions than he is about making sure the kids get what they need. The other thing that this study did not take into account was how much money Oklahoma puts into, and this comes out of our education budget just like everything else, community college. Most of our property taxes finance community college. Nor did they take into account that when you do graduate high school in Oklahoma, having gone through the school system in Oklahoma, you can go to community college for pennies. So none of that was taken into account. They did not subtract the amount of money that we spend on community college.
They assumed it was all going through kindergarten through 12, nor did they take into account how much cheaper it is to live in Oklahoma than any other state in the union. So, Lance, I hope that helps. And I've been one that's been trying to make a lot of noise about that study. And I've been pointing out the flaws in that study since it came out. And honestly, I used to have Wallet Hub data on the air a lot because some of it was fun. I'm not even answering their emails anymore because their study on education, the sales pitch, and they sent this out to all media. So that's why a lot of them, especially the television media and those idiots over at Channel 4, picked it up and ran with it. And they're still quoting that study, even though it's a flawed study.
We're 50th in the nation when it comes to education. And the implication being that, 42% of our budget going to education is still not enough?
We need more than 509 school districts? That was another thing I was talking about yesterday or day before. I'm not sure which it was, but a data center in a rural parish in Louisiana is giving that parish so much more tax money, they are able to afford to give each and every teacher in that parish $50,000 extra dollars as a bonus. Now, because it's a bonus, don't get me wrong, 42% of it is going to go to taxes, but still, that's an example of how a data center can benefit a municipality. Oh, and you know what? It also highlights the benefits of having a one-county school district because this particular parish, Richardson Parish in Louisiana, it's in North Louisiana, a rural part of North Louisiana, only one school district for the whole parish. A parish is a county. I'm thinking that's what Oklahoma should maybe do, except maybe the larger municipality, maybe Tulsa and Oklahoma City be divided into four districts, but we don't need all the districts that we've got because each district has an administrator. Each administrator has an assistant administrator, and many of them also have an administrator in charge of curriculum and an administrator in charge of whatever utilities. They're the ones in charge of cutting the grass and making sure everything's painted and that all the toilets are working. 405-608-4377. Lance, good question. Thank you for writing it in to lmatthews at freedom969.com. It's Lee Matthews and the Drive on Freedom 96.9. They're calling it the MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding between the United States and Iran. I'm hoping it doesn't turn into an MOUSE, but I did notice that the second it was announced, the very second it was announced, oil prices fell, the stock market soared, and if you have any interest, like an IRA or a 401k, you probably will notice on your next statement. And when you're looking at your next statement, why don't you call this number, 405-760-5863. That's the number to McGuire Capital, my friend Michael McGuire, because he can take a look at what you're doing and what your 401k looks like and your IRA, and he can make it do better, a lot better. And he can do so with the flip of a switch. It really is nothing to it. Give him a call, 405-760-5863, mcguirecapital.com. Make sure your nest egg is as good as it can be so when you do need it, it's ready for you. 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, McGuire Capital.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee. And you are gonna love what you see.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000 or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
The news never stops, and I'm here to cover it all for you, including the breaking news. And we got a lot to cover this week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. From the G7 summit to the fallout of the primary results to the Iran deal and so much more, I'll give you in-depth analysis, my opinion. I'll even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom right here across Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast calling for clear and breezy tonight. A low of 74. Clouding up tomorrow, high 86. 30% chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, increasing to 80% by tomorrow night, 64 the low. Friday, 70% chance of rain in the morning, high of 83. Saturday, partly cloudy, 88 the high. It's 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And Paula is in Edmond. Paula, thank you for hanging on.
Sure thing. You were talking about, you know, the need for so many school districts mm-hmm. in Oklahoma, or the lack of need. Yeah. I totally agree with you. I came here from, you know, Florida via another state, mm-hmm. but there are, well, what the population of Oklahoma is, what, roughly 4 million?
Roughly,
like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Florida has over 4 million students.
Yeah.
In their K-12 school system. They have 67 school districts, one for each county.
Yep. Yep.
And, I mean, you know, our school superintendent.
Louisiana is the same way. Louisiana has one school district for each parish. They call them parishes. That goes back to to Neapolitan
Neapolish.
Yeah, but and that's because the community was centered around the church, and the church had a parish. So, and the parish had a zone of which church you went to that you lived closest to. But anyway, each parish is one school district. So, and parish has an administrator and a school board that are all elected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the same thing in Florida. This thing about it is, with you've got town, you know, like Miami-Dade County,
mm-hmm.
you know, that area, and you've got Jacksonville, which by land area, I think, was at one time Jacksonville Metro, was the, you know, biggest county in the United States, or at least in the Southeast, and Orlando. I mean, each of them, Orange County, has one school superintendent. Now, if one school superintendent, and I know that there were some, I was reading on things too, because they were talking about, you know, several of the school superintendents were being paid, you know, $400,000 or something like ridiculous like that. And most of the ones in Florida are, I'm trying to say, they're not anywhere near that. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't even in six figures.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get, oh, well, but the panhandle in the little towns, Florida has a panhandle too.
Mm-hmm.
And Florida has the Keys on top of that. Talk about being away from everybody.
Yeah, remote. Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous that Oklahoma is so top heavy. If they took, you know, 400 and some odd, whatever it would be, superintendents and school districts away and spread that money down to the teachers and to the students, I think we would be a lot better off. We would get a lot better. And I mean, I know some teachers here. I'm not saying that they're not so quality teachers, but just by virtue of the things that I've seen on social media and the way people speak and the way they talk and the way, or well, speak and talk, the same thing, and the way they write.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Updates on election results from Tuesday's primary. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. As the G7 summit winds down in France, leaders are pledging more support for Ukraine and a stepped-up defensive mission to secure the Strait of Hormuz.
The leaders of the G7 issued a declaration overnight addressing extra support for Ukraine, increasing air defense capacities and long-range capabilities, at the same time as trying to up the pressure on the Kremlin to agree to negotiations. The leaders also called the US-Iran deal, due to be formally signed on Friday, a, quote, historic opportunity. And they also called for an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon, more humanitarian and reconstruction efforts for Gaza, and a diversification of energy supply routes to reduce vulnerability to the Strait of Hormuz, a choke point that was exposed at the height of the Washington-Tehran conflict. Ross Cullen, Evian.
The 14-point Memorandum of Understanding between the US and Iran is set to be signed Friday.
The agreement calls for negotiations to continue for 60 days to reach a final agreement to end the war. Iran's nuclear program will be the subject of those negotiations. The deal also reopens the Strait of Hormuz, a vital oil shipping corridor, and unfreezes Iranian financial assets currently being held. The U.S. is promising to begin the process to end all sanctions on Iran. It also ensures at least $300 billion in financing for Iran's rebuilding and economic development. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Detectives are investigating an officer-involved shooting that left a one-year-old child dead.
The shooting happened Sunday in Senatobia in northern Mississippi. Officers were responding to a shoplifting call at a Walmart when the suspect reportedly began driving away. The State Bureau of Investigation claims that the car drove towards the officers, prompting one of them to open fire. A one-year-old child inside the vehicle was taken to the hospital with a gunshot wound, where he was later pronounced dead. Another person inside the car was critically injured, while no officers were hurt. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A man from Meeker was killed Tuesday afternoon after using a tractor to pull a tree from a private property when the equipment began to overturn. 71-year-old James Webb died due to fatal injuries after the tractor rolled onto him. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Oklahoma voters headed to the polls Tuesday, deciding several key races, setting up a number of important contests for the months ahead. In the governor's race, Democratic nominee Cindy Munson secured her party's nomination and will advance to November, where she'll face the winner of the Republican runoff between Gettner Drummond and Mike Mazzei. In Oklahoma County's District 1 commissioner race, incumbent Jason Lowe and challenger Caleb Baker will meet in an August runoff after neither candidate received more than 50% of the vote in the Democratic primary. Winner of that runoff will claim the commissioner's seat. Meanwhile, in the District 3 commissioner race, Republican Jessica Clayton finished first and will face Alex Warren in an August runoff. On the Democratic side, Jennifer Mayo won her party's nomination outright with nearly 70% of the vote, advancing to the general election. Voters also rejected State Question 832, which would have gradually increased Oklahoma's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2029. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Is modernization to blame for that B-52 crash in California? It just might be. And do we need to move on to a different type of bomber? Lee Matthews exploring that as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions this evening. Otherwise, it will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 75. Tomorrow will bring variable cloudiness with a few showers and a thunderstorm. It will be humid in the morning, becoming breezy later on with a high of 82. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy conditions in the evening, increasing clouds and a chance of showers and a heavy thunderstorm. The low will be 66. Moving on to Friday, there will be intervals of sun breaking through the clouds along with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. It'll remain humid with a high of 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catterine.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, invites you to the Freedom Forum with Eric Erickson this Thursday, June 18th at 405 Social, 14,041 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City from 3 to 7 p.m. This is a free event and a chance to meet national radio host Eric Erickson. Free appetizers will be provided by 405 Social for guests of the Freedom Forum. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live and Aaron Brillbeck will be the MC. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So the aftermath of the election worth chatting about. For governor's race, Gettner Drummond pulled in 26%. Mike Mazzei pulled in 26%. They will meet again on August 25th at the runoff. So, and then whoever wins that will still face a Democrat. It'll be Cindy Munson. They'll take on Cindy Munson in the fall. Lieutenant Governor T.W. Shannon, he will face a Democrat challenger in the fall. For Senate, Kevin Hearn won hands down the Republican nomination. He will face a Democrat challenger. Attorney General John Echols will face a Democrat challenger. Robert Franklin and James Taylor in the Superintendent of Education race, they will be in a runoff. Labor Commissioner Kevin West and John Pfeiffer will be in a runoff in August. Cindy Byrd, this was, I guess, the biggest surprise for me anyway. Cindy Byrd, who had been auditor, walked away with the nomination for treasurer, and she unseated an incumbent. Now, she will face a Democrat challenger as well, but usually the incumbent has all the momentum. And I don't remember seeing the incumbent advertised at all, but Cindy Byrd, I saw her advertisements all over the place. And She didn't really have to advertise. She's been in the news quite a bit with all of the audits that she has conducted as auditor and all the stuff she found as auditor. Insurance commissioner, there'll be a runoff between Bob Sullivan and Marty Quinn. Corporation commissioner, Brad Bowles will face a Democrat challenger in the fall. And for county commissioner, Jessica Clayton and Alex Warren will face off in a runoff. I don't know if there will be a Democrat challenger for county commissioner in that office. That's Oklahoma County Commissioner, by the way. And we've already seen one winner who is going on to a runoff pull out of the race. Jackson Lehmeyer announced he's dropping out of the race for Oklahoma's 1st Congressional District. Talked a lot about Jackson Lehmeyer. He's a pastor, well-known, well-liked. He said in his statement, "After prayerful consideration with my wife Kendra and my team over the last 24 hours, I've made the difficult decision to suspend my campaign for Congress." He was running for Congressional District 1. He went on to say that he does not want to be distracted, a distraction to his family, his church, and the great people of Oklahoma's 1st Congressional District, who deserve a strong conservative voice representing them in Washington. He said he appreciates the support along the way and will never forget those who stood by him and fought alongside him when he needed them the most. Lehmeyer and Mark Tedford had secured the most votes in the primary and then would be in the runoff on August 25th. Now that Lehmeyer has suspended his campaign, Tedford will advance to the general election. Lehmeyer's a pastor, a businessman, founder of Pastors for Trump, a coalition of faith leaders who support the president. He previously ran for Senate in 2022 and received the endorsement of President Trump earlier that year. President Trump dropped his endorsement of Lehmeyer on Wednesday and threw his support over to Tedford. That came a day after Lehmeyer publicly defended himself after reports surfaced of what was said to be an inappropriate text message between him and a woman who was not his wife. And I'm going to extend the benefit of the doubt to him on that. As a pastor, you're probably in touch with many of your flock. And if you are a good pastor, you are involved in their lives, spiritually and personally. And many times that requires some personal consultation if you're going through a rough time, like a divorce or maybe a death in the family. And maybe a text of "I'm praying for and love you," which could be picked up by a tabloid news service, as it was, and spread all over the headlines like it's an inappropriate message. Well, maybe that wasn't so inappropriate when you see it in context. I'm not saying that's what the text message said. I don't know what it said. I'm just saying pastors, particularly male pastors, have to really watch out for that. I think I told the story when my dad passed away. He was young, 36. Mom was 32. I was 6. My brother was 2. My sister was 7. Maybe it already turned 8. Yes, she'd already turned 8. Okay. So here's a 32-year-old woman. Didn't work. You know, this was the early 70s. Women were not expected to work at that point, and women actually noting that they wanted to work was frowned upon. And all of a sudden, she's left with no husband and no livelihood. Well, fortunately, my dad worked for a government contractor, and he had one hell of a life insurance policy. So we were taken care of financially, but spiritually, it was very difficult. It was very difficult for mom to all of a sudden have to be mom, dad, and policeman to 3 kids. 3 kids who understood what had happened, but were still kids. Three kids who maybe didn't understand when mom was having a bad day and was depressed. And maybe she didn't feel like cooking or making a cereal. 3 kids who maybe didn't understand that
maybe it wasn't about us, but we were too young. At any rate, if it hadn't been for a young, progressive, and very pastoral pastor in our church, Mom wouldn't have made it. He was the one that constantly reassured her, this, your new ministry is your children. Your ministry is no longer mother and wife. Your ministry is now mother. Everything about these children depends upon you. God has put this in your hands. And he would give her hugs, and he would give her encouragement. And if she did not have that spiritual, if she didn't have that spiritual backup, I don't know if she'd have made it. And to this day, I say she's the strongest man I've ever met. I've not met a stronger man than my mother for having gone through that. And growing up, you know what my goal was? My goal was to make it past 36. My goal was to outlive my dad, and then the rest would be gravy. And so, you know, I passed that up some time ago. We won't say how many years ago. At any rate, here's what I think is going on with Jackson Lehmeyer. I think Jackson Lehmeyer realized what a slug this was and how much it did take him away from his family and his church, and how it wasn't going to get any better once if he got elected. Because if he got elected, that means you got to move or at least get an apartment in Washington, D.C., where you will spend a good deal of the year. Away from your family, away from your church, away from your state. So I think that entered into it as well. You know what? This was one hell of a slog through this primary process. I'm in a runoff. I got to go through it again. And then I got to go through it again in November. More money, more speeches, more handshaking. And my kid just learned how to drive and I wasn't there. I don't know how old his kids are, but, you know, that's the kind of thing that happens. Wait, what? My son is walking now while I was running for office? That's the kind of thing that happens. And after a while, and I got to tell you, it hits you about middle age. And you probably know what I'm talking about. It hits you about middle age when you realize what really is important. In your 20s, you're out there ready to set the world on fire. In your 30s, you're getting some wisdom under your belt, but you're still ready to set the world on fire. You hit your 40s, and you start realizing that there are things more important than career and money. So that's the latest on the election. Your thoughts? I am delighted. The voters of Oklahoma were not fooled, were not duped by all the dark money that was pumped into our state for State Question 832. It would have increased the minimum pay in Oklahoma from $7.25 an hour to $15 an hour by 2029. In 2030, it would have attached to the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, which is a measure of the cost of living averaged throughout the nation. And increases in our minimum wage would then be tied to the fluctuations of that CPI. Of course, they would never come down. They would always go up. But here's the thing. It would be an average of the cost of living across the nation, not just in Oklahoma. Now, I had somebody write me and say, oh, well, you're being disingenuous. You're misrepresenting what the actual bill says. The bill says that it will be Oklahoma's CPI. It doesn't say it will be the national CPI. I read the damned thing again yesterday. It said the United States CPI. Now, you can pull data from different states, but that's not what the bill said. The bill did not say that it would be Oklahoma's specific CPI. You're saying that farmers are going to have to pay their temporary workers $15 an hour. Well, that's not what it says. It says there are exemptions. No, it says it's removing exemptions that the farmers had. That's why the farmers weren't for it. And I guarantee you, if I were to sit there and look at a county by county, precinct by precinct, support versus non-support of State Question 832, it would probably be all in the west of Oklahoma and all in the east of Oklahoma, where all the ranches and all the farms are. And I bet, I guarantee you, most of the support would come from inner city Oklahoma City and inner city Tulsa, where people want to get paid $15 an hour to flip burgers. A job the marketplace does not support $15 an hour for. So I'm glad it failed. They tried to paint this as, well, if you don't vote for this, you don't want to raise the minimum wage. And that is not at all what this was about. I don't have a problem raising the minimum wage. I do think Oklahoma's minimum wage of $7.25 an hour is a bit low. It probably needs to come up a little. The legislature should be the one to raise it. The legislature has not raised it. Do you know why? Because it's wildly unpopular among legislators who are mostly Republican, who are mostly small business owners. And by the way, our legislature is a part-time legislature. They don't get paid that much to do what they do. So they're not about to go make legislation that's going to cost them even more money as small business owners. So that's probably why it hasn't been raised by the legislature. Be that as it may, I did my own little informal study, and most jobs that are provided by large companies, large chain stores, pay more than minimum wage. In fact, it's somewhere around 1% that does pay minimum wage. So here we were trying to raise the minimum wage with State Question 832 and attach it to a national standard that would not only raise the minimum wage to a point where it would, the Oklahoma market couldn't bear it, it would keep raising it. So I'm for raising the minimum wage, but it needs to be raised to a point that the Oklahoma market can withstand. Amber England, spokesperson for Raise the Wage, conceded defeat and said that regardless of what the election results show, that means that the conversation about what work should mean in a state like Oklahoma. If you work hard, you should earn a decent living. Yes, you should. And you know what? If you do work hard, you do earn a decent living. Not making minimum wage. Working in an industry that doesn't pay minimum wage. Minimum wage is a starting wage to keep you from starving to death while you either look for something else or improve your work skills to something more marketable that would pay more. It is a minimum wage, not a living wage. And to those who say, well, the national CPI is what is used to dole out Social Security and government retirement payments. Well, those are government benefits. The minimum wage is not a benefit and should not be set by the same standards as a government benefit. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Can you tell I'm glad State Question 832 failed? Phew, we seem to have made it through another storm season. No, I'm not talking about the election. Actually, I guess I'm talking about both. But we seem to have made it through the serious storm system where lots of hail and wind and damaging tornadoes can blow up out of nowhere. Now, that is not to say we won't have our share throughout the summer. In fact, it's almost guaranteed. But that's where Scott McCollum is standing by. Scott McCollum of McRoof. I'm Lee Matthews. Joe Biden always bragged about building back better. But Scott McCollum has been really doing it at McRoof. Rather than repeating the past failures by slapping on shingles that aren't going to last, not going to fortify your roof, they will do just that. Fortify your roof to better handle what Oklahoma weather can throw at it. And we're at a time where insurance carriers may not be so willing to completely replace your roof. He'll be there to talk things over with you. Get your free inspection today and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by McRoof RX. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma. One roof at a time.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So if you want to hear a guy desperate to talk about race in everything, that is Al Sharpton talking about the UFC fight on the White House lawn. He's saying the President of the United States is doing it because he wants to bring back slave fights. These guys are fighters who have trained their entire lives to get into the octagon in order to make money and become champions.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
I guarantee that when Barack Obama was president or Joe Biden was pretending to be president, that you had Republicans who still said they're proud of America. It's really, really a bad thing. I wish Democrats, all of them, were proud of our country. We should be proud of our country.
That's that notion that I think Robert De Niro said this in a speech he was given, that he's ashamed of America and is going to continue to be ashamed of America until they vote more Democrat. Oh, okay. So the United States and your support of the United States depends on what political party is in charge. Huh. Most Republicans, when the Democrats were in charge, were still proud of America. Maybe disagreed with the Democrat Party, but we were still proud of America. 405-608-4377. Ryan is in Edmond. Thank you for hanging on, Ryan.
Yeah, man, no problem. Going back to the minimum wage and the ballot question, so I've got a teenager who's 16 years old, can't remember to do his laundry or take out the trash, but by golly, knows economics, so they're all talking at their fast food joint, working last night, wondering if they're all going to get pay raises if their parents voted the right way, and my boy chimes in. He's like, anybody been to a McDonald's lately? And they're like, no. They're like, well, if you do, you'll see these cool little computers that replace people.
Yep.
And have you guys seen the prices lately at McDonald's? Well, they've got these cool little things called prices that raise up. So I figured out at 16 years old that basically the minimum wage is a farm and that it's all it is income redistribution for people who want to flip burgers and don't want to have a career but want to make the money as if they're petroleum engineers.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be a petroleum engineer right now anyway, but okay. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'd just rather he do his laundry and remember to cook dinner once a week before he does that. But at least he's got basic economics down.
Yeah.
Redistribution.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend earlier today about that because his son just started a new job and his son is starting to get the money coming in and his son's starting to see things like, wait a minute, FICA? Who's this FICA taking money out of my paycheck? And I said, the single most character building project you can give a young person, adolescent, is a job or get them to go out and start working. It teaches you how the world works. It teaches you customer relations, communication. It teaches you how to manage your time, manage your money. It gives you responsibilities you didn't know you had. And it's getting harder and harder for kids to work, which I think is terrible.
Yeah, there's no entry-level jobs anymore because they're getting automated because
they are.
Like Newsom and those people in all these blue cities and states like Colorado, all of a sudden, if you notice, there's a comparison between raising the minimum wage to $8,000 an hour, and there's no jobs at these entry-level jobs
anymore. And they're also making the onus on the employer. I mean, it's getting to where you don't want to hire them because there's so much paperwork you have to fill out on a weekly basis. You have to make sure you're only working them a certain amount of hours, and you got to make sure you're not working them at certain times of day. And after a while, it just gets to where it's not worth it.
No, yeah. It's not. You know, you can put a computer in and do it just as easy. I mean, think about automation.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. So at least there's hope for some Gen Zers out there that kind of gets a grasp of economics and stupidity.
Yes. Thank you, Ryan. Glad you chimed in today on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Speaking of education, our own superintendent of education was looking at the significance of some degrees, which the fact that he's actually looking at it has me going, well, okay, that makes me feel a little better. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, we'll get into that and your calls to 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at freedom969.com. My email address, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump is praising a reported agreement with Iran as monumental. A 14-point memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran is expected to be signed as early as Friday.
Reached an agreement with Iran that achieves everything we set out to accomplish, everything and much more. Ending the current conflict, reopening the Strait of Hormuz.
Negotiations continue for 60 days towards a final deal to end the war. Boxing star Floyd Money Mayweather is facing felony charges in Nevada after prosecutors say he wrote a $200,000 check for a luxury watch and that check bounced. Mayweather is accused of theft and fraud related to offenses tied to the purchase and could face prison if convicted.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 507 points, the S&P 500 fell 91 points, and the Nasdaq was off 354 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A man from Meeker was killed Tuesday afternoon after using a tractor to pull a tree from a private property when the equipment began to overturn. 71-year-old James Webb died due to fatal injuries after the tractor rolled onto him. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Oklahoma voters headed to the polls Tuesday, deciding several key races, setting up a number of important contests for the months ahead. In the governor's race, Democratic nominee Cindy Munson secured her party's nomination and will advance to November, where she'll face the winner of the Republican runoff between Gentner Drummond and Mike Mazzei. In Oklahoma County's District 1 commissioner race, incumbent Jason Lowe and challenger Caleb Baker will meet in an August runoff after neither candidate received more than 50% of the vote in the Democratic primary. Winner of that runoff will claim the commissioner's seat. Meanwhile, in the District 3 commissioner race, Republican Jessica Clayton finished first and will face Alex Warren in an August runoff. On the Democratic side, Jennifer Mayo won her party's nomination outright with nearly 70% of the vote, advancing to the general election. Voters also rejected State Question 832, which would have gradually increased Oklahoma's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2029. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, Because You Are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Wow, now that the election is over, I guess your phone's kind of quietened down. Oh, no, it hasn't quietened down. And we do have the runoffs, but then there's also all those calls you're getting for Medicare or to sign up for Medicare. And it could be emails and texts as well. Don't let them confuse you. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of them anyway. And I'm Lee Matthews, here to make your life a lot easier. If you are new to Medicare, one phone call to Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. There's a lot they don't tell you about Medicare, and that's where Eunice Corey and her team will come in and put together a plan that works for you. 405-848-5790, best call you could make all summer, probably the best call you could make all year if you were born in 1961. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. I'm getting all choked up about it because it's so emotional. 405-848-5790 for the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off, too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2.8 Freedom C's to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park, and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop. Live safe, live smart. Keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Could there be another John Kennedy as president? Coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews as the drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions this evening. Otherwise, it will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 75. Tomorrow will bring variable cloudiness with a few showers and a thunderstorm. It will be humid in the morning, becoming breezy later on with a high of 82. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy conditions in the evening, increasing clouds and a chance of showers and a heavy thunderstorm. The low will be 66. Moving on to Friday, there will be intervals of sun breaking through the clouds along with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. It'll remain humid with a high of 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Unless you were homeschooled by a day drinker, no one's confident that Iran's going to do anything, and it's unfair to hold anyone to that standard. So if you want to go print a headline, you know, Kennedy's not confident, knock yourself out, but that's misleading.
Yeah, it is misleading. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. Could he be president? When asked if he would be willing to run in 2028, he said he left the possibility open. Can you imagine having another president as John Kennedy? I don't think he would run. He wouldn't run against J.D. Vance because he's got too much party loyalty with J.D. Vance. And I really think J.D. Vance has started his campaign with that blitz he did yesterday on television. He started out on CBS this morning. Then he was on The View. Then he was on The Five. Then he was on The Gutfeld Show. So that was a busy day for him. He was talking up his new book, Communion, but he was also talking about issues. And is he running? I think so. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And the Trump administration revealed the full memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran. The deal refutes reports that the U.S. would be offering $300 billion, making clear the U.S. would instead permit outside investment into Iran if it adhered to the memorandum of understanding. So, you continue to do what we tell you to do. You don't get the dust. If you either leave the dust where it is or we dig it up. Strait of Hormuz is going to be open. Guess what? If there's some outside investment that wants to come and help you rebuild your infrastructure, we're gonna encourage it. Trump slammed the false story of the $300 billion investment for Iran, saying that it is not investing 10 cents. Speaking to reporters at his impromptu press conference at the G7 summit, he said he has not asked Arab allies to invest any such fund. He warned Iran that the memorandum of understanding is not final, and if they don't behave, we'll go right back to dropping bombs right smack dab in the middle of their head. That's when one reporter was cross-examining on it. How enforceable is that going to be? He said, we'll drop bombs. That's how enforceable it'll be. Trump said the Strait of Hormuz would be open in full in the next day or two, noting how oil prices are already tumbling. He's right. Crude oil has plummeted. I haven't checked it today. Yesterday it was at $77 a barrel, the cheapest since March. Leaders from the U.S. and Iran are expected to formally sign the memorandum in Switzerland Friday. IRGC spokesman Ibrahim Zalafagri said that Iran has signed a deal to procure Russian-made helicopters with a full fleet also under contract. This came after President Trump said at the G7 summit Wednesday that a Russian President Vladimir Putin had been neutral during the war with Iran. He also said that Russia was not thwarting his efforts to curb Tehran's nuclear ambitions. So we can handle that. I'm not worried about a helicopter contract. By the way, tomorrow I'm going to be broadcasting live, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, inviting you to the Freedom Forum with Eric Erickson. I will be along with him at 405 Social. On North May, and that'll be from 3 to 7 when he will give his speech. I will be doing my program from there tomorrow, 4 to 7. It's a free chance to meet national radio host Eric Erickson. There will be free appetizers. I'll be doing the drive live on location, so come on out and get a selfie with Eric and with me. Aaron Brillbeck will be there as well, and he will be emceeing from the morning show. That's tomorrow. 405 Social on North May, 3 to 7 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Bryce writes, Lee, your child's school has a superintendent, assistant superintendent, superintendent for curriculum, assistant superintendent for instruction, director of teaching and learning, and a coordinator of academic services. Your child's teacher has 32 students that can't afford copy paper. This is not a funding problem. Bryce, you're absolutely right. Jackie writes, as of Saturday, 1864, it was the official day that Arlington National Cemetery was officially established on the grounds of Arlington House, the former estate of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. What began during the Civil War as a burial ground for Union soldiers has become the nation's most hallowed resting place, honoring more than 400,000 service members, veterans, and their families. Arlington stands as a powerful reminder of the sacrifices made in defense of the United States and the enduring cost of freedom. Today, we remember and honor those who served. And Jackie, you are absolutely right. A Union quartermaster when tasked with finding a place to bury Union dead, his first choice was Arlington. At the time, Robert E. Lee's wife was still living in the mansion, crippled by rheumatoid arthritis. When the Union Army took over that part of Northern Virginia, the Union Army guarded Mrs. Lee and made sure she was okay. Meanwhile, the quartermaster, the Union quartermaster, who was tasked with finding a place to bury the dead, had just lost his son in one of the battles. I want to say Fredericksburg. He decided to take his grief and lay it at the feet of Robert E. Lee, whom he blamed for the entire conflict. So he uprooted all of Mrs. Lee's rose bushes and buried his son in her rose bed, and that then became Arlington National Cemetery. He wanted to render the property useless. If it had become a cemetery, it'd become hallowed ground, and you couldn't use it for anything else. So he wanted to make sure that when the war was over, Robert E. Lee couldn't come back and start farming again. And in fact, the government at that point had taken over Arlington. It was Arlington Plantation, and Robert E. Lee had to live elsewhere. I think he was in Richmond. I think he ended up settling in Richmond. He made a little money off of his name. A university was going to be naming itself Robert E. Lee University and was going to pay him a royalty, to which he refused. He says, I am not going to take money for services I do not render. But thank you, Jackie. That's a good memory. A lot of people don't realize that fact about Arlington Cemetery. And you don't realize how big, I mean, when you get to Arlington Cemetery, when you walk into Arlington Cemetery and you start walking around the graves, and up on the hill is the mansion that was Robert E. Lee's mansion. And just down the hill from the mansion, and it's all facing the Potomac River. So from the mansion, you could look over the Potomac River and see Washington, D.C. That's how close it all was. And all that property had been given to Robert E. Lee's father, Light Horse Harry Lee, who had been one of Washington's favorite generals, cavalry generals. Robert E. Lee didn't know his father very well. His father was elderly when Robert was born. But that's how he got all that property. His wife, Mrs. Lee, was a Custis. Her name was Mary Custis Lee. She was a cousin of Betsy Ross, I think. So there was a lot of connection between Robert E. Lee and the Founding Fathers and his wife and the Founding Fathers. And that's one of the reasons they had property there adjacent to what became the District of Columbia. But when you are there and you see the mansion and you see the property and the rolling hills and the Potomac River, you can easily see, okay, this would have been great farmland because it's bottom land from the floodwaters of the Potomac. And you can also see where, yeah, it makes a very good cemetery as well. So, didn't mean to go down that history rabbit hole, but I am a fan. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, it's Dennis, your veteran in Kingfisher.
Hello, Dennis. Good to hear from you.
I was born and raised in Virginia.
Ah.
I'm glad you brought that up. I had to learn Virginia history, which, of course, started before the United States.
Oh, and there's so much of it to learn. My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Don't remind me. On the opposite side of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is Audie Murphy's grave.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry I missed that when I was there.
The most decorated soldier in World War II.
Wow. Yep. Yep.
And he started out as enlisted and ended up as an officer.
Yes.
Yeah. But I know as retired military, I can go to the guard post for the guards, and they'll give you a briefing. I think they offer that to all retired military and with active duty military, too. it's really good to get the briefing. It's something that you'll never forget.
I think also, you could probably spend a day walking through the graves and seeing all of the famous graves of people that are buried there.
Oh, yeah. But you didn't touch the coin thing, Lee. I'm surprised you didn't dabble into that. There's like coins you leave on the headstone.
Yeah, I do know that. I didn't touch on it because I've seen that in other cemeteries other than Arlington.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but okay. People... The coins are you leave a penny if you were in. There's a code to it, isn't there?
Right.
Leave a penny if you were in the same war. Leave a nickel if you were in the same branch of the service. Leave a quarter if you were in the same platoon, or it goes on up something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And then the other neat thing about Robert E. Lee that people don't know. Is he didn't fight for the Southern cause. He fought for Virginia.
He did.
He was tired of being in Virginia.
He fought for Virginia, and his goal was never to win. His goal was to destroy the North's will to fight.
Right. He didn't want to go into Northern.
No.
He didn't want to go to North Georgia.
He didn't want to invade that. He didn't want to invade the North. He only did it twice. He did it at Harper's Ferry, and then he did it again. I'm sorry. He did it at Antietam, and then he did it again at Gettysburg.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then what was the other thing? He was a very religious man.
Yeah. Devout.
Devout
Episcopalian. Yeah.
And he also didn't own slaves, believe it or not.
I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised.
He freed his slaves. Yeah, he freed his slaves.
I don't know if he remains the only cadet at West Point to never get one single demerit, but up until that time, he was.
Right, and he also turned out to be the dean, I want to say it's at Washington College.
That was it. That was it, yes.
And then I think they later on named it Lee Washington Lee College.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I can't remember everything.
No.
But, yeah, the Civil War would have been different if Stonewall Jackson and, oh, God, who was his other cavalry general? Stonewall Jackson. I can't think of it.
Hood? Jeb Hood? The Texan?
I think he was one. Mm-hmm. But Stewart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Stewart. Yeah.
Stewart and
Jeb Stewart.
Jackson were
Jeb Stewart.
two great cavalry generals. They were both killed, one by his own troops and then one by a skirmisher of the North.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But it was terrible. In actuality, if things would have went as planned, I think, I can't remember if it was Jackson or Stewart that would have ended up on Little Round Top instead of the Union forces if it not been delayed and depart, and that would have made a huge difference.
It would have. And I talked earlier this week, had a caller asking about Emancipation Proclamation, and I was explaining how highly intelligent Abraham Lincoln was, because Emancipation Proclamation came along in 1862, and it was Lincoln's means of... The war was not going well with the North, and the popularity of the war was not going well with the North. They were almost at a point where they were willing to capitulate and stop fighting because their will to fight was lost. And Lincoln knew that if that happened and the South survived, slavery would survive. So he killed two birds with one stone by writing the Emancipation Proclamation, which actually did nothing, but it did communicate to both the North and the South that slavery was now one of the issues of the war, and that not only did we want to preserve the Union, we wanted to wipe out slavery, and that rejuvenated the North to fight.
Right. There was another thing that added to the Civil War that gets overlooked. The railroad that went from the East Coast to the West Coast,
mm-hmm.
Well, they were trying to get it to go through the South, and it went through the North instead, and that ticked off a lot of Southerners in itself.
Yeah.
So the other just added fuel to the fire, because what they did is they curbed the economic boost or growth in the South by having that go to the North.
Yeah.
But actually, some people say was, you know, they didn't call it in Virginia. They didn't call it the Civil War. They called it the War Between States.
They did. They did, yeah.
That's the way I was taught in school in Virginia. Was
I don't know when it officially became the Civil War, but, you know, I have ancestors that were on both sides. I have correspondence from those ancestors. It's really fascinating to put yourself in that mindset. And that's why I lose patience with people who demand reparations. You don't understand the mindset and the history, and you're guilty of what's called presentism if you demand reparations for something that happened over 100 years old, over 150 years ago, by people who you don't know and on issues that no longer exist.
Yeah. Oh, there was one more thing I was going to say, and I can't remember what it was. Dang it. All right, Lee, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Let another caller get on there. You have a good day.
Yeah, speaking of railroads, I believe what we now know as American Railroad debuted in Virginia. Wasn't it Danville to Richmond?
I know they had Norfolk and Southern, that was a big one.
Yeah, but the Danville to Richmond line, the Danville to Richmond Railroad was the very first steam-powered railroad, and the purpose was to deliver coal from the coal mines of Danville to Richmond, where all the industry was.
Well, they still have a train that goes from, I think it comes out of Roanoke area and goes through Crewe, Virginia, and heads down to Norfolk. They call it the Million Dollar Coal Train because it basically has $1 million worth of coal on it.
Yeah.
But you can see that sucker going down because it leaves a trail of dust in the air.
I bet. I got to run, but thank you, Dennis. I know we could talk all day about it on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. And Lee Matthews with The Drive. There are not that many businesses left anymore that can actually say they are family-oriented or even family-owned. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. Frontier Auto Group is a car dealership that has been family-oriented and family-owned for going on 100 years. They are there on in El Reno on Route 66 at the all-new Route 66 roundabout. And they're here to serve your family. As they've been trusted and a trusted franchise dealer for since 1936, they're here to help and continue to support the community by offering to check their vehicle services as they always have. That's why they're here. Whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC could be. And Lord knows when one of those things screws up in the electronics of your vehicle, the whole thing does. So they can look at it that they can look at that all at no charge. And they also check it anyway during their regularly scheduled visit. Plus, you'll want to do business with them because they're still right here in El Reno, right here just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are, to talk to you in person and deal with you in person, unlike some of these other corporate-owned entities. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's talking the new Freedom 96.9.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
When it's your day to play, play at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday. There's so many ways to score a payday, with all your favorite games, all the newest games, table games, with daily promos like Girls Night, Club 50, Guys Night, Play and Earn, plus monthly promotions and so much more. There's also great dining at Eagle's Nest Restaurant, and refresh yourself at Fourth Quarter Sports Bar, where we always have your game. Cimarron Casino, every day is payday. Perkins, Oklahoma.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
We're talking about news and opinions from DC to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, it's Eric Erickson. I'm coming to Oklahoma City to be with you guys in Freedom 96.9, a free live event this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 405 Social on North May Avenue. Just a few days after Oklahoma's primaries have finished, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live, and we'll have a great time meeting you and answering your questions. More info available now at freedom969.com. Freedom969.com.
Take race, they want to take differences, and they want to create them, turn them into problems which can never ever be solved. Okay. So the color of your skin, you can't change it. Therefore, you can never solve this problem.
Yep.
Unbiased racism, it's unconscious. If you're not conscious of it, you can't fix it.
And that's Laura Logan telling it like it is on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews, I will see you at 405 Social on North May tomorrow for our Freedom Foreman and Eric Erickson in person. Joe Pags is coming up next on Freedom 96.9. What else did I need to tell you? Oh, I'll be doing my show live on location with Eric Erickson all tomorrow on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.